Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to the Get Fact Podcast, episode 104.
105.
I've labelled it 104.
Well, it's 105.
All right, episode 105, apparently. My name's Johnny.
My name's James.
And?
And this week's episode is going to be slightly different to how we normally do things. Sorry, you're just making me check what number it is. Yeah, this will be 105. Slightly different how we do things, and the fact that this is going to be sort of, you know, when we did Star Wars, but we've not fully finished Star Wars.
I'm concerned that it might be 104.
Well, if
I didn't see another 104 when I was making the project, so we may have lost one.
Are you winding me up?
103. We'll see. We'll see. If you've got an episode about flight before this one, then happy days. If not, you're missing an episode about flight. Sorry.
Anyway. This is going to be different in the sense that normally we do a topic and we sort of box it off in 35, 40 minutes.
Yeah.
With a little bit of chatter in between, a couple of, you know, the usual suspects will crop up here and there, such as Animals at Work, Johnny's erotic novels, stuff like that, Johnny's pub talk, etc.
Yeah.
This, basically, I wanted to do the 80s.
Right.
And a bit off more than I could chew.
Oh, you have bit. It's a lot of biting there. You're still chewing it, aren't
exactly,
you?
Exactly. I'm still chewing. So I think, depending on how it goes, we'll do some of it, and then we've got other days I can do some more research and get more in depth of it.
Cool.
That sound good for you?
Happy days.
Cool.
Do you want to, have we got time to start with a pub talk?
Of course.
Johnny's pub adventure.
We've always got time for Johnny's pub adventure.
So, now, I went in the other day, right, and I was just having a quiet pint. There was a band on. I was sat there by myself having a drink, right? And in walks my friend who I know from the pub, Emma, who's dead sound, right? Now, Emma works over the road from the pub, and she works supporting people with learning difficulties, young adults with learning difficulties and special needs, right? Wonderful, wonderful thing to do. Really good use of the time. Really honourable career choice, right? Very noble, yeah. Right? She walks in after she finishes work at about 10 o'clock, with about 8 other people who also work there, right? So she calls me over to sit with them and have a drink, which I do because I'm a sociable guy.
Yeah, you are. You're a social butterfly, aren't you?
Yeah. So I'm sat there having a drink with them all.
Mm.
Right? And at some point, I go out for a cigarette.
Dirty boy.
Right? And there's this woman, she sits there. She stood outside and she says to me, obviously seen me sat with these social workers. Yeah. And she says to me, oh, so how old are you then?
Hmm.
And I said, oh, I'm 30.
Mm-hmm.
Right? She says, oh, that's nice. And did they help you with your rent as well? She thought I was on a fucking day trip with them all.
It doesn't surprise
on
me.
On day release to the pub.
You've got a weird head. You've got that lip ring. And obviously, like, round here, like, your accent, you just sound slow. But it's not an accent. They just think you're a bit thick.
Oh, right. Is that it? They think I'm just that.
Yeah, yeah. They don't think you're actually from Middlesbrough. They just think, oh, he's obviously a slow kid.
Oh, right.
Probably,
oh, well.
Do they stare at your head? Because they're probably not looking at the length of it. They're probably just trying to find the scar from the potential lobotomy.
You know, I had this the other day at work, everyone's staring at my head.
That's also a point. I bumped into someone that you worked with in the pub, didn't I? Remember?
Yeah, you did, yeah.
And go on, you can tell the rest of the story, but she did tell me that she felt bad for you.
Yeah, because she'd been, her and about 10 other people have been laughing at the shape and size of my head all day.
Yeah, so that's not just me who's mentioning that.
Yeah. They didn't mention the size of my tiny eyes, though, so that's all right.
No, well, they'll get onto that, no doubt.
Well, yeah, probably. So, how are then? 80s. Give it to 80s. Me, baby. Said the Offspring one day, but not in the 80s.
It was acceptable in the 80s. Can I have that as a bed? Just maybe 10 seconds.
Yeah.
Was acceptable at the time. So, Johnny, 80s. Blondie. Adam and the Ants. Culture Club. Dallas. big hair, shoulder pads, Rubik's cubes.
Yeah.
And pointing in your face.
They're all lyrics from that song, aren't they?
I don't think they are.
Yeah. Someone rewrote "We Didn't Start the Fire."
Oh, did they?
But with 80s things 80s. For all the okay. words. Yeah.
So 1980, Rubik's cube. Now I know what you're thinking, Johnny. Oh, the Rubik's cube. It's not an 80s thing.
I'm not thinking that. I don't know when the Rubik's cube is from.
Technically, the Rubik's cube was made in 1974.
Yeah.
By a Hungarian sculptor, Erno Rubik.
Yeah. And it was his cube, therefore the Rubik's cube.
Yeah, but it was licensed to be sold by a toy company in 1980. As of January 2009, over 350 million have been sold. Between May 1980 is when the craze began. And between 1980 and 1983, 200 million were sold worldwide. So since then, only sort of they've not even doubled the figure since then.
Really?
But that's the craze. Can you name the colours, Johnny?
Red.
Yeah.
White.
Yeah.
Green.
Yeah.
Blue.
Yeah. Two more.
Yellow.
Yeah.
And
I will have to rush you. We've got half an hour show.
I want to say not black, orange.
Orange, you got orange, it.
Is that yeah. it? Yes. Fuck, I'm good.
Red, white, blue, yellow, green, orange. So there you go. That will probably pop up on a pub quiz at some point. So there's your six colours for the Rubik's Cube. Who was...
Is that a point per colour?
You can have the points if you want.
Because, I mean, I'll be honest with you, if I've got 6 points, it's probably more than Middlesbrough got last season in the football matches.
Wee! Johnny's done a football!
Wee!
Who was Prime Minister in the 80s, Johnny? 1980?
Margaret fucking Thatcher. Bastard.
Dirty pig that she
closed me mind.
So, yeah, Margaret Thatcher was PM. On January the 20th...
Do you know what PM stands for?
Come on.
Pretty monstrous.
Stern words there from Johnny. On January the 20th, the British TV audience record was set when 23.5 million viewers tuned in to watch James Bond's Live and Let Die on
It could
ITV.
Also mean proficient megalomaniac.
Who still doesn't have Agatha
Thatcher. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Sorry, James Bond, come on. Anyone? I don't like James Bond.
No, I've never watched him.
Can't get away with
it. Never watched him.
No.
Not into gadgets, not into cars.
Not into arrogant
I
perks.
Mean, I don't mind women, but, you know.
Yeah, yeah, but there's other films for that, isn't there?
Exactly, mucky ones. So 23.5 million people watched James Bond Live and Let Die on ITV. It broke a record at the time. Now, considering in 1981, the British population was just over 56 million, it's not a bad going, that, is it?
No.
It's really good figures. April 4th, Johnny, 1980, what was opened to the general public?
Borstal.
Opened by Madame Tussauds, although I don't think that's a real person. I think that's more of a franchise.
A waxwork.
Not a waxwork.
Sea Life Centre.
It was opened in Staffordshire.
Legoland.
Alton Towers.
Oh, right.
It was opened on April the 4th in 1980. 5th of May, Johnny, what happened? Iranian Embassy.
There was a siege at the Iranian Embassy.
There was indeed. SAS stormed the Iranian Embassy building, killing 5 out of 6 terrorists and freeing all hostages.
Yeah.
And looking back, that's pretty well good going.
Better odds than we're getting these days.
It is, isn't it? So there you go. 8th of December 1980, someone was shot dead in New York City. Who was it? Famous person?
Jonathan Lennon.
It was John Lennon, yes. Outside the Dakota Hotel, I believe.
You'd just call that the Dakotel, wouldn't you? Keep it short.
You could do, yeah. When I was in New York, did I tell you I've been to New York? I tried
when
to...
you're in New York. Yeah.
Just do that again, please. Do the rest of it in that voice.
When you're in New York, concrete where dreams are made true, the lights will inspire you.
And that alone is worth... Come on, this is free. That was worth that, surely. Yeah, so, John Lennon, 8th of December, shot dead. Who shot him, do you know?
Lee Harvey Oswald.
Maybe getting history slightly warped there. Anyway, also in December, Britain's most well-known UFO sighting to occur in Britain, obviously. Sighted near RAF Woodbridge, also known as...
Again, you could shorten that to Raffbridge.
Rendlesham Forest incident. Didn't read up on it, but apparently it's one of the well-known ones.
Someone parked a car.
Is that what it was? See, this is the thing with these UFO sightings, right? It's always near an RAF base and stuff.
Yeah, it probably just a fucking aeroplane.
Exactly. Like, yeah. Just testing out new stuff. Area 51, it's a well-known sort of base for testing out pilots and planes and that. Screams out to me.
That's just a cover-up. That's what they want you to think.
Yeah, that's what they want you to think. Meh. Now, I'm going to sort of lower the tone slightly as we enter 1981, Johnny.
Oh, we're literally going through every single year in the 80s.
Yeah, just a brief... sorry. Your eyes glazed over then.
Yeah, no, it's fine.
We're not going through them all tonight.
Oh, right, that's all right. I was going to say, if I got...
sections like the Star Wars one.
Right, cool, yeah. So maybe just do up to, like, 85.
I'll tell you where we're going to go to. Not even that far, Johnny. We're going to take you through to 1982.
Oh, good.
Yeah, so it's going to be in depth.
Right, yeah. We'll look forward to that.
Yeah, and you can all go, maybe play harp. As we go back in time.
We'll all just be praying for another one of my episodes where I've done fuck all research.
Exactly. 1981, going to lower the sort of, you know, it's going to get a bit serious now, a bit dark, a bit deep. The Irish Hunger Strike.
Oh, yeah, comedy podcast. Crack on, son. Come on.
In relation to the Troubles. Well, I thought I can't just skip over it. It was a major event in Britain.
Fair enough.
Sorry to our American listeners, but I suppose it is history in a way, you know, from where you're originally from in a lot of cases. You know, what the Americas were founded by forefathers of Britain. Am I right in thinking that? No?
There was more than four fathers went over, mate, you fucking dickhead. That's a lot of shagging to populate America from four blokes.
Well, if anyone could do a lot of shagging, mate, it'll be you.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Because I am wonderful at it.
And we'll keep that separate from the podcast, won't we? Dirty boy. Anyway, in relation to the Troubles, this was a protest by Irish prisoners and politicians in Northern Ireland. Started originally in 1978. They used to throw shit up the walls in the prisons and that.
Yeah, dirty protest.
And that weren't getting anyone's attention. So they went on a hunger strike. 10 people sadly died because of the hunger strike. Again, you can blame Margaret Thatcher for it. Fuck it, blame her for everything.
Yeah.
Bobby Sands, Francis Hughes, Raymond McCreesh, Patsy O'Hara, Joe McDonald, Martin Herson, Kevin Lynch, Kieran Doherty, Michael Devine, and Thomas McElwee. 10 people lost their lives to it. They wanted 5 things to change in prisons. Didn't want to wear prison uniforms, didn't want to do prison work. They wanted to have a letter or a parcel a week, and one visit a week, and stuff. Basically, there was unrest in the 80s. That's what I'm getting at. That's my point.
There was, yeah. Not much rest.
A lot of unrest. So, yeah. Yeah, if you would secretly just go away from the microphone, pick up your troubling reptile and just maybe make an ashtray. Or just put her away, I'd say. Back on the laminate nearer to the microphone is always great.
Yeah, well, she's never played.
As you've just done. Now, that 1981, the Irish hunger strike, that sort of happened in and around sort of March time. Because Bobby Sands died on the 5th of May. Prior to that, January the 5th, Peter Sutcliffe charged for being the Yorkshire Ripper.
Oh, yes.
So that happened. So, you know, things were pretty grim in the 80s. You know what I mean? Like, your sister was probably knocking about then.
She'd have been born in 81, yeah.
You know what I mean? Grim times, Johnny.
Yeah, very.
If she's listening. The first DeLorean DMC-12, later immortalised in Back to the Future. It's produced in Northern Ireland.
When was it?
On 21st of January, 1981. February the 13th, Rupert Murdoch buys the Times and the Sunday Times. We all know where that goes going forward, don't we? Speaking of predicting the future, 24th of February, Buckingham Palace announces the engagement of Prince Charles and Diana Spencer. Again, we know what happens there. First London Marathon, March 29th, 1981.
You know what happens there.
Do we?
Yeah.
People just run.
We'll run around for 24 and a half miles.
If.
Have a lovely time.
You're in the London Marathon, would you dress up as anything in particular?
Or
would you wear a Get Fat t-shirt and spread the word?
I don't know, I'd probably just dress up as someone who was just stood watching having a beer.
you address as that?
Yeah.
And how would you run the race?
Exactly. Well, I wouldn't. I'd just stand and watch. I'd get really immersed in my character and just stand and watch and have a beer.
So, like,
yeah, I couldn't run to the fucking shop.
Yeah, no, that's true. Yeah, yeah, you're probably right. April 4th, mate, Eurovision.
It's Eurovision time.
Making your mind up. Who sang it?
Mind
because
up.
The UK won. I'm making your mind up.
Bucks Fizz.
Yeah.
And they took the frocks off,
skirts,
didn't they?
Yeah. And you gotta speed it up. Wow. Didn't get to the bush though, did they? At the end.
No.
Rip one more off. Rip one more off. But the song is finished. 11th of April, Brixton riots, clash between police and protesters in Lambeth, South London, injuring 280 policemen.
Yeah. And to be fair, those policemen probably deserved it because there was quite a lot of police brutality going on in those days.
45 members of the public were injured and 82 arrests. Basically,
of which three were justified?
There was hard times, economic climate and everything was a bit tits up. A lot of social injustice and the African Caribbean communities were suffering large unemployment figures. There was a clash after a protest. Shit, the fan mate, I'm painting a very grim picture of the 80s, but I'm sure, you know, there was stuff on the telly, weren't there, you could watch, probably, I don't know.
We all beat you two, gets a bit cheery at the end on.
Who knows? On the 11th of May, Andrew Lloyd Webber opened the West End with his musical, Johnny. What was it?
Cats.
It was Cats.
You know what, right? I don't mind a good musical.
Do you know? Well, I see, I know that you...
But you fucking hate a shit one like Cats.
I've never seen Cats.
It's appalling. It really is abysmal.
Is it people playing Cats?
Yeah.
And like Cats are like what? On like tin roofs and that?
Put it this way, mate, right? It's potentially the only time in anyone's life that you don't want to see Nicole Scherzinger dressed up in a cat outfit.
Right, okay.
It's that bad.
It's that bad?
Yeah.
Jesus. June 22nd, John McEnroe at Wimbledon, and in the first
round,
your
mum gets up, I'm smacking the hole.
The first round of his clash had
that,
a bit of a.
What song was that?
That was it's a white rapper in a Celtics top. I forgot his name.
Get served like John McEnroe. If your mum steps up, I'm smacking the hole.
Yeah,
something like that. It's Jump Around.
Yeah, by.
Jump up and get down.
Jump. Yeah, but is it by?
Everybody jump.
Anyway.
I don't know.
See, I'm trying to bring facts and then you're just bringing up things that we don't
know. Just trying to lengthen it. We're only 17 minutes in, mate, and we're
halfway
through.
Don't worry, don't panic, it's fine. June 22nd, Johnny, I'm asking you a question now. John McEnroe at Wimbledon, he's in his first round. He has a bit of an issue with the umpire. What does he say to the umpire?
I don't know what he says, but he had a dirty potty mouth on him, didn't he?
He said, "You cannot be serious!" But he later went on to win Wimbledon.
Do you want to just do what he said, but a bit quieter so it doesn't, like, because that's proper peaks there. We're going to have to cut that out.
You cannot be serious!
Thanks. See if one of them works.
Yeah, or both maybe, because I know you'll get lazy in the edit.
Yeah, you know I will.
July, there was a royal wedding, Charles and Diana.
A royal wedding? Is that royal, where the wrestlers go
a royal rumble. Yeah. He clotheslined her over the top rope. November the 5th, Princess Diana pregnant. Didn't fuck about, did he, old Charles? Or maybe he did. That's probably why she was pregnant.
Well, yeah.
So that happened. Then on the 23rd of November.
Do you think when they were making love, do you think she held on to his ears?
Quite possibly. If she. Does that work better if she's on top or on the bottom?
She'd have to be on top and like grabbing on for dear life.
Or like a jockey on a horse?
Yeah.
So is he pumping away then?
Yeah.
So if all the listeners can just imagine Prince Charles thudding away at his wife, his newlywed wife. I was just going to do a really bad joke, but we won't go there. Yes, so 23rd November, Britain hit by 105 tornadoes in one night.
What was it?
All across Britain, yeah. So that was 1981, quite bleak really, weren't it?
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do, 1981!
1982, Channel 4 began transmission.
I did that because I can't bother putting the steam in, so I thought I'd just do it.
Fair enough. November, that was, Channel 4 began transmission. The CD, the compact disc, was made...
Interesting fact, just on November. Did you know that before Vembers were banned, it used to be called Yes Vember?
Brilliant. Do you want to, like, fuck off your pet?
Right, hang on. Right, come on, madam. Come on, baby girl.
Why do you speak to her like that?
Because she is a girl.
Come on, what's this for a big girl? Just going to talk to the reptile while I pinch another can out of his fridge.
Right.
Yeah, settled, good.
Yeah, we're back.
Nice and quiet. So yeah, the compact disc was
also known as the CD.
Yeah, but back then, do you reckon they'd have got? Oh yeah, compact disc, guys. I don't think they'd have shortened it at the time.
You don't think?
No, I think they would have said it. I mean, I wasn't born until 1990, darling, so I wouldn't know.
Right.
But I'm just assuming that that's what they would have done. So 1982, January the 10th, lowest ever UK temperature recorded. Do you know what it was?
Recorded -4. Oh, in Aberdeen, -6.
The lowest ever temperature is -6.
No, in the UK.
-27.2 degrees Celsius.
Fucking hell.
Recorded in Aberdeenshire. Equaling a record set in 1895 and equaled later in 1995, but in different parts of the country.
All right.
11th of
January. Do you know how it got to call?
Go on.
So it was the first time, first time Lidl opened in Scotland.
Right.
And even though it was winter, obviously they get all like the bee stock and that, and they had a cracking deal on fans.
Right.
So obviously everyone in Scotland went out, bought these cheap fans, and they all had them on because they wanted to try them out, and then that lowered the entire temperature of Aberdeen.
Did it?
Yeah, I think so.
Right. Is that your story? Yeah. It's not gone anywhere, has it? I thought you were going to try and incorporate the name of Aberdeenshire. Nope.
Just got fans and put
everyone
them on.
Everyone got a fan. There you go. Well, I didn't have that written down, so it must be true. Johnny said it.
Exactly.
You learn something new every day. 11th of January, right? As if fucking Maggie Thatcher wasn't enough, Mark Thatcher goes missing in the Sahara Desert. There was a rally, Paris-Dakar rally. Found safe 6 days later. It just sounds like a bit of a twat, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Just like his mother. 26th of January, Johnny, unemployment is recorded at over 3 million for the first time since the 1930s.
Yeah, and Neil Kinnock coined the phrase, get on your bike.
Get on your bike?
Yeah. He was the first one who said it, oh, there's unemployment. He said they should all just get on the bikes and go and find a job. Because he was a Tory cunt.
Right, okay. So he was like, oh, get on your bike, as if to say, you're not looking hard enough.
Yeah.
Despite the fact, you know.
And that's where the phrase comes from. I'm sure it was Neil Kinnock or someone.
During his time, Shakin' Stevens had a number one hit, Johnny, with Oh Julie. Not heard it. Maybe you'll play it in this bit here.
Maybe. I mean, that'd involve me finding it. And we'll see how I'm feeling when I edit this and how last minute it is.
You set the listener up there with that.
Fine, I'll put it in.
But just 10 seconds of Oh Julie. All right.
Johnny, this is you speaking to yourself, right? When you come to edit this, just put the fucking song in or you'll never hear the end of it, right?
10 seconds of the song.
Cool.
That was knocked off top spot by, I believe, a German band. Do you know what they would have been in the 80s, Johnny?
Kraftwerk.
It was Kraftwerk, yes. They knocked them off the top spot on the 31st of January with the model and Computer Love. When I do a German accent, I can only do it as a camp man. Hello there. I'm from Berlin. My favourite team is Hertha Berlin. They like the football. Would you like a bratwurst?
Fucking love one, you bitch, get out of here.
I can't do it anymore.
Can you not?
No.
Hello
there, I am... No, see, that goes a bit Jamaican, doesn't it?
Ich bin eins und kleinsten German.
No, but I mean, like, if you do it as, like, an English-speaking German. Hello! It's camp, innit? Can't do it. Hi there! We are ready to party, no? Why? Why does it go camp? Can you
do it? You need to go more angry with it, so you need to go,
Why is there scheiße und my trainers? No, let's try and do a German accent, Johnny, come on. Or let me think of a scenario. Think of a scenario, and I'll have to do it as a German man. I've got to be angry. Did you say?
You're not angry loud though. Don't start shouting.
Why is my Why is my Volkswagen have popped tires again?
You're not angry loud.
Sorry.
Be angry and calm.
You can't be angry and calm.
Well, can we do an impression of a calm German?
Okay. And that's what I can't do. It goes camp.
Right, do...
Hi, guys, you want to go snowboarding?
No, so not happy, right? Normal German walks into a shop, right? Okay. And he wants...
I want a Kit Kat chunky.
I was going to say that, actually. I was going to say he wants 20 jump players and a Kit Kat.
Oh, hello, where is the Smarties?
No, he wants 20 jump players and a Kit Kat. He doesn't need to be inquiring about Smarties.
Okay.
He doesn't need to...
I can't do it. You do it, then. Go on.
Could eins take ein kleinen... Kit Kat and 20 jump player special, please.
No, that's not it. That is not. You sounded like Mr. Bean, then. That's what.
Well, I can't do accents. We know this.
No, come on, just. But I'm trying to do it myself, so I'm trying to get some inspiration from you.
Einstein, Kleinsen, Kitten, Katten.
What's Einstein, Kleinsen? What's this?
One small Kit Kat.
I don't think it is.
It is Klein.
Yeah, but Einstein, Kleinsen isn't one small.
Ein Klein Kit Katten.
Yeah.
Zweitzig Jump Player Special.
Hello, Fanta Limon, anyone? Help yourself to soda. I can't do it. Kraftwerk, anyway. They were in the bomb.
You're a prick. Sorry, listeners, I can't leave that bit in either. Come on.
Why? That was a good joke. And it wasn't even like... People think that's about Germans now, and it wasn't. February the 7th, guess what was number one, Johnny?
February the 7th? You better stop dreaming up a quiet life, because it's one you'll never know. Town Called Malice?
Town Called Malice by The Jam.
The who?
No, The Jam. That went to number one. And The Sun newspaper, another fucking shitty thing, claimed to be selling 4 million papers a day.
Mm-hmm.
At that time. Well, that's what they claimed. Apparently, like, tabloid newspapers, that's when they really had a bit of a boom. Sort of that's when people would buy a tabloid rather than a broadsheet.
It's just tomorrow's chip paper, that, son.
Exactly. Hello, what are you doing with this sausage from your chips? March the 18th, an Argentine scrap metal dealer raises the Argentine flag in South Georgia, Falklands Islands. Probably won't have to worry about it, Johnny. Probably just blow over.
It didn't, did it?
Just patriotic, just a patriotic round. Nothing wrong with that. Something just to scrap metal off us. Don't worry, Ethel. You get back in your car. Get back in your day woo and fuck off. A day later, Argentinians...
A day woo later?
A day later, Argentinians land on the island.
Uh-oh.
Oh, shit's going to hit the fan.
This can't be good, can it? An invasion...
By the 4th of April, the British Falkland Islands government surrenders, placing it in Argentinian control. The next day, the Royal Navy sets off from Portsmouth as war is declared. Now, I looked at it on a map, Falklands Island. Obviously, I knew it was near South America. Obviously, a lot closer to Argentina. They had to go all the way around past Africa and all the way down to South America.
I mean, it hardly seems worth it, really, does it?
The Falkland Islands. A lot of people said it was Thatcher's masterstroke to stay in power, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Get the get that sort of camaraderie, that them and us type thing, and Thatcher's strong, the Iron Lady and all that nonsense. So, they set off from Portsmouth. A 200-mile exclusion zone set up around the island.
Out of interest, do you know what they call Nicola Sturgeon?
Go on.
The Iron Brew Lady.
Oh, do they? That's brilliant.
It is. I think so. If not, I assume they do. I can't have made that up. I'm not that funny, so I assume I've heard it somewhere else.
That is good. She should be called that anyway.
Yeah.
Most popular fizzy drink in Scotland, isn't it?
It is, Brew. It's also the most popular mouthwash in Scotland.
21st of May, Royal Marines and paratroopers from the British Task Force land at San Carlos Bay and raise the Union flag in Falklands. Obviously, like the British.
Oh, well, don't you know why they call it the Union flag? It's only the Union Jack if it's on a boat.
Exactly.
Clever boy.
On the same day, the Hacienda nightclub is opened in Manchester.
It's not like a man to get excited about shit music from the 80s.
How dare you? So, yeah, Hacienda nightclub opened up. You know who opened it?
No, the Smiths.
No.
Oasis.
No, not a band.
John Major.
It was a man.
Jeremy
Manchester
Corbyn.
Man. Not Jeremy Corbyn, Johnny, no.
Who?
I want you to answer this one for me.
What? Alex Ferguson.
No, I'm going to get one of his famous quotes up. Why would Alex Ferguson open a fucking nightclub?
Best from you.
Right, lads, so I don't know if he was Man United manager back then.
Oh, I call yourself a fan.
Hello there, right? I'm going to open a wee nightclub before I start my football.
This is what I have to put up with.
Are you going to guess?
Well, I'm trying to guess. I don't know famous monks.
He's not with us anymore. From Salford.
Oh, Morrissey.
No, Morrissey's still alive, how dare you?
Is he?
Yeah.
All right. His music sounds like he's fucking dead already.
Tony fucking Wilson.
Who's that?
He said we do things differently around here.
And who's he?
Tony Wilson. You know Tony Wilson.
What did he do?
He was like, he did all sorts. He was like on the music scene and that.
I mean, did he do anything for me, personally?
Well, I don't know. Might have made you jam butty sometime.
Ooh, you didn't. I'd have remembered that.
Right, well, anyway, Tony Wilson.
Have you ever seen a fox eat a jam sandwich?
No, I'm sure you have.
No?
No?
No, it's one of those
I mean,
things.
You could easily organise that, you know.
Could you?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Jam sandwich on a fishing rod at night, stay really quiet. If someone else tries to get it, just reel it up. And then fox comes, let it eat. There you go. Bingo, bango.
Let's have it.
Fox eat the jam sandwich. Or if you put one there, it's set, I believe they're called, aren't they?
Fox's sake, you're taking this too far now.
Well, you know, you could do it. On the topic of Manchester music, a certain Johnny Marr and Morrissey form a band called The Smiths.
Yeah.
That was in 1982, my favourite all-time band.
You know, they went to a nice door, didn't they, and took a picture for the
Salford Lads Club, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yes, we did. And the Falklands, what a pity.
Good impression, though.
Yeah, thank you. The Falklands War ended 14th of June 1982. 907 people were killed during the 74 days of conflict.
That's 907 people, too many for a fucking rock with a few sheep on.
225 British servicemen, 3 female Falklands civilians, don't know how that happened, 649 Argentinians, mostly conscripted teenage lads, weren't up for it. And do you know who was number one at the time of the Falklands War ending?
Morrissey.
No.
ABBA.
No.
Queen.
Yee-haw!
Cotton Eye Joe.
Stand and deliver the right answer, Johnny.
Adam and the Ants.
Adam and the Ants with Goody Two Shoes. That's number one at the time. So, there you go. That's 1980 up to 1982.
Well, you know what? I've enjoyed that.
Have you? A little reminisce. It's like a little, you know, something you'd watch on Channel 5 pissed up at night at like 3 in the morning.
Yeah.
That's the sort of
vibe.
Them
ones.
Yeah,
yeah,
they're good, them, aren't they?
Yeah.
They get people like, obviously, like lowbrow, but like higher brow than us to go, oh, yeah, I remember having a Rubik's Cube and my brother did a piss on it, you know. And everyone goes, what a great story, brilliant. That's Money for All wrote that. And if we ever did get into TV, that would be a good thing to get into.
I mean, that's literally the only thing we'd ever get into,
yeah. No, yeah, yeah, but I'd be happy with that.
Oh, would you?
What do you do panels? No, I do the shitty, oh, this is what happened in the 90s. This, I did the noughties thing, Oasis Blur, you know, you just talk about it and go, oh, didn't they have silly haircuts, but the music was good, you know, the easy things like that.
Nah,
and then you just go, I thought it was fucking shit.
Mm-hmm.
I were listening to fucking Placebo.
Like Placebo?
I were listening to fucking Slipknot, like, you know.
Slipknot went around in the 80s.
And my fucking mum was fucking knitting me a jumper.
She did knit me a really cold.
Because it was fucking cold, like.
My nana once knit me a jumper that was red and black stripes, like the one Kurt Cobain wore.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, like, fucking where's Wally?
No.
Think, where's fucking Johnny? Like, oh, don't know. He fucking lost again with his little glasses. Where's Wally? You should do that as a fucking fancy dress. Because you've already got the glasses.
Oh, fuck off.
And you've already got the skinny build.
Do you know why Where's Wally wears stripes?
Go on.
Because he doesn't want to be spotted.
Way! We should go to more fancy dress things.
We shouldn't. I hate fancy dress.
Do you hate fancy dress? I like fancy dress.
I'm too self-conscious for it, mate. I just can't do it.
You're self-conscious?
Yeah, absolutely.
The things you wear?
Yeah.
You're self-conscious?
Yeah, massively so.
That comes to me as a bit of a shock. It really does. If people enjoyed this, then obviously I'll probably do 83 to 86. That's the year Johnny was born, 86. I did text you today just to double check.
You did, yeah. I wondered why. I thought you were just trying to get my password for something or like hack my internet account or something.
Yeah, because I've got nothing else better to do. The thing is with this, right, so I realised today that we were recording and that I'd not done anything over the weekend and that I had to do my proper job today and that I had to somehow think of a topic.
Yeah.
While you probably stayed at home and put your finger up your ass while you had a wank.
More or less, yeah.
Do you go sort of past the nail where the follicle is, or just short of that? Are you going deeper?
Depends how long my nail is.
Right, okay. I mean,
if I've got my fake ones on, then no.
Right, yeah, of course. If you put in like your stick-on ones that you wear sometimes.
Yeah, but the glue's got to be dead good if you're popping them anywhere.
Yeah, of course. I mean, let's not joke that you have actually dressed up as a woman before. There's nothing wrong with that.
There's nothing wrong with that, no.
At all. Do your lady friends know you dress up as one?
Oh, yeah.
Which ones?
First picture I send them.
Which? All of them. Okay. Yeah. Johnny's doing really well on the lady front at the minute.
Johnny's not doing really well on the lady
front. Although he's changed. This is definitely not going to make it into. We might as well talk about it. Yeah. But Johnny's you're doing well, aren't you? You're doing all right?
Johnny's happy. Let's just say that.
Johnny's just trying to fill the void of loneliness with as much vagina as he can get his mucky paws on.
Which at the moment is one vagina. In fact, technically, it's zero vaginas.
But, I mean, not for the want of trying.
Not for the want of trying, but yeah.
I mean, you have had me vacuum up for you.
Well,
and I made
is that what we're calling it?
I made my own dinner while I was here, but...
Yeah.
Thanks for the turkey dinosaurs, by the way.
You're welcome.
So, guys, if you could leave us a review on iTunes, that would be fantastic. You can follow us on Twitter...
at GetFatCast.
You can send us an email.
GetFatCast@gmail.com.
You can sort of, I mean, get us on most platforms, I think.
Yeah, and if you want to get hold of James's mum, of course, as usual, her number is written on the back of most toilet doors.
And we will see you again next week. We probably won't do the 80s thing again and again and again until it's, like, dead.
Yeah, we'll break it up a bit. What will happen is next time we can't be arsed, there'll be another 80s one.
Yeah, or we'll do a Star Wars one soon because we need to still do that.
We still need to go and see that, don't we?
But thanks for listening, guys. We will be back with you next week. This hopefully will be 105, not 104, and hopefully Johnny's not fucking lost something.
Yeah, I don't think I have. We'll see.
Bye.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.